An Alaska hatchery has figured out how to get sea cucumbers to reproduce in captivity. It's an important development in an effort that could help the Southeast commercial dive fishery. But it's still several years away from providing a reliable supply. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Sea cucumbers don't seem very appetizing the first time you look at them. They're shaped somewhat like their vegetable namesake, but they better resemble a spiky slug with a suckered mouth like something out of a science fiction movie. They're a traditional subsistence food, and they're a growing part of the Asian seafood market.
The value of this fishery is now is up around $4 to $4.5 million, where only a few years ago it was less than half of that.
Phil Dougherty is the executive director of the Ketchikan-based Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association. His group represents 150 to 180 commercial divers who take the creatures from the ocean floor.
There's been some areas where we've been harvesting that the population of sea cucumbers hasn't bounced back quite as quickly as some other areas, and we've always thought that if we could get the technology to produce some sea cucumbers in a hatchery-type situation and then supplement the wild stock, that would lead to a larger harvest here in Southeast Alaska.
The association has no plans to raise sea cucumbers in ocean or onshore farms. Dougherty is among those excited by news of what's probably the first large successful hatchery spawn of Alaska sea cucumbers. Actually, it's the first, second, and third successful spawning.
Now we've got the larval through the rearing phase and are settled as juveniles, and we have well over 100,000 right now.
Jeff Hetrick is director of the Aleutic Pride Shellfish Hatchery in Seward. He says sea cucumbers are particularly hard to handle. That's because they spit out their internal organs in response to stress, then take months to regenerate.
Just to ship the animals and then make them healthy was one challenge, and then to make them reproductive is another challenge. So hopefully we can actually manage the animals to spawn pretty much at will, which would be huge.
The first in the series of successful spawns came in June. The parent stock came from Southeast. University of Alaska graduate student Charlotte Regula Whitefield has been conducting much of the research.
They seem to be cued by a combination of the food and the temperature, and they just need to be healthy in order for them to kind of spawn more or less in their natural time.
And was there, you know, kind of an aha moment when you suddenly realized you had hit the right combination?
No, not really. I was just more or less kind of trying different temperatures and different feeds, and I finally found one that worked.
She stressed that the results are preliminary and need to be repeated. The Seward Hatchery has no plans to release the young sea cucumbers into the wild. Hetrick says the permit for experimentation requires them to be destroyed. The Dive Association's Phil Dougherty says the spawning effort is one step in the process of increasing sea cucumber numbers. He expects several years more of work to develop a reliable supply. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.